Bev, it's Tim Carter. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a driveway question.
Okay, first of all, we need to get you to turn that radio down.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really important to do that.
Okay. My question's about a driveway. We had some restoration work done at the house after a fire, and they parked like a crane and a dumpster on the driveway, and one of our sections cracked. And they replaced that last summer, but now it's all pithy. Just that section. The rest of our driveway is 18 years old, and it's fine. But that new section has little chunks out of it.
Right. We call there could be two. Is it just one little spot about? I mean, are the spots that are gone about the size of a quarter or a half dollar?
Yeah, there are several of them, but it's not the whole thing. But
in other words, it's not a patch about the size of a small plate.
You know,
it's just the size of a quarter or a half dollar.
Yeah, but several.
Okay. All right. Here's what we typically in the industry, if it's just, and at the bottom of each one, like in other words, where it's out, you can actually see a rock.
Yeah.
Yes. We call those pop outs in the industry.
Okay.
And it's actually a defect in the material.
Okay.
And what happened is, this is a hard thing. This is a quality control issue at the gravel pit.
Okay.
The stone that was used to make that concrete, or some of the stones, was actually very porous and absorbed water. It could be like a sandstone.
Okay.
And in cold weather or in wet weather, a lot of people don't believe me when I say this. But you can actually see it happen if your concrete's dry. If you go out to your concrete sidewalk or driveway right now and you drop some water on it, you'll actually see the water soak into the concrete.
Yeah.
In other words, it won't sit on the surface like a bead of water. It soaks in.
Right.
Okay, well, that water goes into these pieces of stone that are porous, and it soaks in like a sponge.
Okay.
Well, then when we get this cold weather, and since these stones are up near the surface,
mm-hmm.
That water inside the stone actually freezes. And, you know, water, when it freezes, expands in volume by about 9%. And it literally cracks that rock in half. And it just pops out. Oh, yeah. So that's a pop-out. Now, you can repair those. It's not too hard. But the problem is the chances are the repair is going to look maybe as bad as what you have now, because the color of the repair is not necessarily going to match. You can match the texture,
right?
But I can't guarantee you're going to match the color. So you might have like a polka dotted driveway, for what it's worth.
Well, you know, the new slab already is a different color than the other six.
Okay, so it's just going to be polka dotted. Now, do you have access to the internet?
I do.
Okay, if you go to my website, Bev, I explain exactly how to do this step by step.
I'm calling the restoration company that did the fire repair, because they laid this section, and I just wanted to be able to discuss it intelligently with them.
Sure, it's called pop-outs. I mean, you can actually go, I don't know that they have any free information about this on their website. The Portland Cement Association, as well as the American Concrete Institute, have got technical papers that describe pop-outs in great detail. I mean, all they say is the exact same thing I just told you.
All right.
But, I mean, they're called pop-outs, and what I just told you, they're not going to be able to dispute it. They may try to tell you that you're a liar or you don't know what you're talking about, but if they do, if they say that, then you know instantly that they're dishonest.
Okay.
Well, they're either dishonest or they don't know what's going on.
Okay.
You know, they're going to try to blame it on salt. They're going to say, well, you put salt on your driveway, or there was salt on your car that dripped down onto the driveway, blah, blah, blah. And you can just, and then what you do, if they say that, you really need to go to my website and print out my columns about de-icing salts.
Okay.
And then as soon as they say that, you say, oh, you know, I'm glad you brought that up about de-icing salts, because de-icing salts don't hurt concrete.
Right.
They don't hurt concrete that's been mixed right and placed right and cured right.
Okay.
And I can prove it to you, because you and I and anybody else who wants to go see it, we can actually go on a field trip one day. You know, I'd actually like to do that. I'd just have to get the people to call in and see who wants to do it. We'll go downtown right after. In other words, I'll get off the air. We'll all meet. We'll all go have breakfast together. And we're going to walk around downtown for 30 minutes. And I'm going to show you concrete sidewalks that have been downtown in Cincinnati for 30, 40, 50 right. years that are in perfect condition.
But the rest of my driveway, like I say, is 17 years old, and it's
perfect.
Fine.
It's perfect, right. And it hasn't spalled. It hasn't done anything. Right. So it's easy to put concrete down that'll last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. But contractors today aren't doing it.
No.
Okay. Right, so you know what to do. They're called pop-outs, and just go to my website, askthebuilder.com. On the left-hand side, you'll see the word concrete, and you'll see, like, defects and installation. And go to that defects section and spend about 20, 30 minutes reading some of those columns.
I will, and thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder, Bev. It's a pleasure to have you on. Call in anytime.
Have a good day.
Oh, you too, pal. All right, bye.
All righty.